The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. And, of course, it is not Carl and Linda Bott. It is KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM on your radio. It's Tuesday, and this is Trish Clark with you this morning. Welcome. Chilly, breezy morning out there, I'll tell you what. It's only, about 40 degrees outside, and it isn't going to get any higher than that. I think it's actually 35 as we speak. And it's not going to get but 42 degrees today. It's chilly. We're looking for some real interesting weather coming up. Rain and snow after 11 a.m. today. High near 40. Tonight, snow showers before 11 p.m. Then snow showers and possibly mixed with rain. On Wednesday, showers likely with thunderstorms, also possible after 11 a.m. And on Wednesday night, a chance of rain showers before 5 a.m. And then a chance of rain and snow showers. So on Thanksgiving Day, a 20% chance of snow showers before 11 a.m., a high of 46 and a low of 24. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 45. On Friday night, a chance of snow after 11 p.m. Saturday, a chance of snow showers before 11 a.m. and a chance of rain showers Saturday night with a low around 37. And on Sunday, a high near 50, showers likely. That's going to mess with our parade. And on Sunday night, showers likely, cloudy with a high near 41. Interesting weather, finally going to get acting like it's winter, but then it's almost December, so I guess that's okay. Bundle up. Drive carefully. Remember this first rain. The roads are going to be slick. Slow down if you want to get there. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So Carl and Linda, as you know, are off on vacation, and we've had a variety of people filling in, giving you information on these early morning shows. I'm joined in the studio this morning by the fire chief from Anderson, Steve Lowe. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Trish. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're just going to talk about a few things, not the least of which is the upcoming opening of the Christmas holidays in Anderson, which is coming up on Sunday, the day after. Always, we always do this the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So what have we got going?
Well, it's our annual Christmas in Anderson. This has been a long-standing tradition in Anderson. We always have done it the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The only thing that's changed is the location. It's now down on East Center Street, excuse me. We'll have our annual new lighted Christmas parade. We have a tribute to first responders that'll lead off the parade first, a variety of first responder agencies throughout the county. And then we'll have our lighted Christmas parade, followed by Santa Claus arriving. And the kids will get to come visit Santa Claus. There'll be activities for the kids at 4 o'clock, and Santa Claus should arrive around 6:30.
And we've got hot chocolate, and we've got all kinds of other things set up. They'll be judging the entries in the parade. And I've forgotten how many entries we have.
Last I heard, we had 30 floats for the lighted parade.
And they really go all out. They're beautifully decorated. There's things for all kinds of different organizations and the kids involved in that. And there'll be some judging. I'm going to be one of the judges and be awarding some awards for those that make the mark.
We'll also have food trucks down there. Kaleidoscope Coffee will have coffee down there as well. It's a great family event. This will probably be our first year in several years that it's looking like it's supposed to rain the whole time, but we're gonna go press through rain or shine.
Yeah, so mark that on your calendar. It's Sunday after you go early in the morning down to the Frontier Senior Center for breakfast from 8 to 11. And then later on in the day, you can come down and have dinner at the food trucks and the parade. And rain or shine, we're going forward with both these events, and look forward to seeing everybody there. the cooperative effort between the Anderson Police Department, the City of Anderson, and the Anderson Fire Protection District, all joining together down there and make this a lovely event. So we look forward to seeing all of you. So besides Christmas in Anderson, got lots going on. This has been like the longest fire season in history again.
It seems to be they get longer and longer every year.
Yeah, we used to, well, I having lived fire season most of my adult life, fire season always goes through Thanksgiving and sometimes into Christmas, and I can remember all kinds of, we'll do Christmas when Daddy's back kind of days. You probably go through that with your kids as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we've been lucky up here this year. We haven't had any major burns. Hopefully this is going to give us enough moisture out of this coming storm that we can actually say fire season is over in Northern California and get down to some serious cleanup work that needs to happen and burning. I know there's a lot of people with burn piles out there. At what point, how much rain do we need before we can say, okay, go ahead and burn?
So as of last Monday, Cal Fire lifted the burn ban for their areas in Shasta County, and working with air quality, we have decided to hold off on allowing anyone to burn within the Anderson Fire Protection District just because of the little amount of rain that we've had and how critical the fuels are. I talked with them yesterday and told them, depending on how much rain we get out of this storm, we'll probably go ahead and release burning probably by the end of the week here. Typically, we just like to see enough to where the fuel moisture's come up enough to where we won't ever hit critical values until next fire season. So we're hoping with this storm, everybody's saying now that this is going to be a major storm. I'm talking snow levels down to the valley floor tonight and through tomorrow. So I'm confident that we'll probably see burn restriction within the fire district lifted here in the next couple days.
You know, snow is always an interesting kind of concept. After last year's Snowmageddon, I'm thinking that's not something I'm looking forward to. They can go ahead and just not do the snow thing this year if they want, unless it's really a dry, powdery snow. I don't think anybody's looking for a repeat of that mess that we had last year.
Yeah, that really threw a wrench in everything last year. In 36 hours, we ran 136 calls for service within the Anderson Fire District. Luckily, we had held some people on duty, so we had a couple of extra engines staffed up, so we were able to handle everything. And, you know, with the amount of trees that were down, it made access difficult to a lot of the calls. So everybody was struggling. But we all worked together, and we made it work.
I still have friends who are still cleaning up from the damage that was caused. So much older growth and that heavy, heavy snow broke down so many tree branches. It just kind of really changed the ecosystem in a lot of places.
Yeah, we saw some pretty significant damage in the Anderson area. And as Trish knows, because she's the chairperson of the fire board, we had several people that were angry when we sent them a letter telling them that they had to comply with our exterior hazard abatement ordinance. But we weren't there to specifically come out and single them out and go after them punitively. We just really needed to make some progress in cleaning up the fire district just because of the amount of dead and down that we had, and we were trying to prevent, you know, a catastrophic fire. And I think we were very successful this year in doing that and working with the other agencies to get that done, and having the homeowners understand that it wasn't them being singled out or coming after them directly just to try to, you know, be the big brother, but it was because we tried to make the community safe as possible.
Well, and we did do some changes to the fire protection ordinances that allowed us, actually, in the past, by the time we finished threatening people and giving them the letters of you must do this and that, the season was over and we were never able to accomplish what we needed to accomplish. Now we have adopted an ordinance which allows us to notify people who are not in compliance and then go and do something about it and clean up the area.
Yeah, it gave us a little more teeth than just making people mow the annual grass or the noxious weeds as per the code. It gives us a little more authority to come in and actually have them clean up their property and limb the trees and clean up the brush to actually reduce the fire threat. So it's not just taking care of one element. It's kind of a more broad spectrum. And we saw a lot of good compliance, and I thank the homeowners for working with us on that because they're the big key to making this successful, because we could do everything we can on our end, and we look like the bad guy coming out of it, but we really need to partner with everybody to make that work.
And the private property owner can have his property in great shape, but if the guy living next to him has fire hazards and down and trees that need to be taken care of, then that's an impact on that whole area. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages.
Carlin, Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.com.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kugler's Furniture on Churnfield.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now back to our show.
Well, we can hope it's not going to really get too serious. I like the dusting in the mountains, but I'm not crazy about it down on the floor. can just do without the stove. Yeah. Welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It's KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. If you have any questions or something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. I'm joined in the studio this period with the Anderson Fire Protection District Chief, Steve Lowe. We've been, you know, a lot of conversation going on in the community about the sales tax that's going to be cast about in the upcoming election. It's a 1 cent sales tax to be used for jail. Basically, incarceration is the key. There is some discussion because there's some confusion about the fact that in the city of Reading, there is money included for the fire department. And it kind of spells that out in the language that they're talking about. And at the meeting we had in Anderson the other night, there was a question as to why, if that included money for other fire protection districts in the county. And I personally, I mean, while I'm going to support the 1 cent sales tax, I think it's important that we stop talking about it and put ourselves in a position where we can address the lack of jail space. I really do want people to understand that that does not include money for specifically the Anderson Fire Protection District or the Cottonwood Fire Protection District or the Happy Valley Fire Protection District or Mountain Gate or County Fire, bottom line, any of the other fire protection districts.
Yeah, so this sales tax is going to be mainly used for law enforcement and jail bed space. So there is a little bit apportioned in there for the fire protection district if the city of Anderson so chooses to pass that money along. So there's not actually any specific amount that's designated to come strictly over to the fire department. So that's one thing that I had some questions on as well, just because it says it's for public safety and everything. But, you know, it's one of those things that, yeah, I totally agree that we do need more jail bed space in this county. We do have an issue with that. We have a mental health issue, and we have the transient issue. But it's farther reaching than that. All of the fire protection districts within the county are struggling as well. We only get a portion of the property taxes that are collected within our fire districts. And it's not enough to keep up with the day-to-day expenses. I mean, just take the public safety power shutoffs, for example. I understand that it affects everyone in our community. Well, it affects your first responders as well, because for, you know, 36 to 48 hours, we're on backup generator power that runs on natural gas. And so our PG&E bill goes through the roof, and that's an unbudgeted item that we have to try to capture. And that money comes out of operations. All of our money is in one pot. We don't have different divisions that we divvy the money up into. So, when we have, you know, on generator backup power for several days, then that money comes right out of our operating budget. So it's a bigger issue that we need to deal with as a county as a whole, in my opinion. We all need to get together and figure out what we can do to fix public safety as a whole. You know, there's only 6 ambulances at any good time here in the county to cover all of the calls. And just City of Reading, ambulances in the county run almost 40,000 calls a year. We run 3,000 calls a year. We run outside the City of Reading, we're the highest call volume for the county. And, you know, everybody's struggling. You know, we need to fix the system as a whole and not just look at one aspect.
And that's the interesting part. We are this dilemma with 3,650 square miles in Shasta County. So all of the problems that are faced by smaller jurisdictions or more compact jurisdictions are a bigger deal when you get out into your unincorporated area and the areas that have to be reached by small numbers. So keep, I want everybody out there to keep that in mind as we go through. Certainly there's going to have to be some corrections made in the Anderson Fire Protection District if we are going to continue to provide service there. We have a parcel tax in the city of Anderson that is $20 per parcel. That's been in effect since the 80s. It's going to have to be addressed sooner rather than later. But if you stop and think about it, I mean, the citizens, property owners in the city of Anderson are paying $20 a year for their fire service. And that $20 a year, it goes to equipment. It can't be used for salaries.
Yeah, that $20, excuse me, it's a parcel tax fee. So we collect roughly about 4,000 parcels. So it's about $83,000 annually that we collect on top of the property tax. So it's not a whole chunk of change. It does help us get by. It definitely needs to be increased, though, with the way costs are going up, you know, just the cost for insurance, day-to-day operations, paying for, you know, keeping the lights on. And, you know, in the fire service, we continue to take on more responsibilities that are divvied up to us. Just one thing I'd like to add, we just received a $2,000 grant or check from Clean Right, Build Right. They held a benefit golf tournament, and they split the money up a lot of the different fire agencies in the county. And without them, we wouldn't be able to purchase the ballistic vest that we're now required to carry for the firefighters, because we're going to active shooter incidents and we're training as a county right now and coming up with protocols to deal with that type of situation. Fortunately, nothing like that has happened up here. Rancho Tehama was the closest, but we have to be prepared for stuff like that, and that's another part of the fire service that we have another increased cost of providing equipment for our personnel and services, but yet we don't have any more income to support that. So a big shout out to Clean Right, Build Right for providing that. So we actually were yesterday trying to get everything ordered up so we can be compliant with NFPA and train with the whole county system to provide that protection as well.
One of the things I like to remind all the people in Shasta County is what you said earlier, is that this is it has to be addressed in a countywide system. None of the fire departments in the county are able to operate, or none of the police departments or anything else are able to operate completely on their own. It's kind of very much a mutual aid system. We need to cooperate with each other and share the revenues and the responsibilities and work together to make any of these things happen.
Yeah, we really need the entire region to thrive in order to make our area thrive. If one area doesn't thrive, then it hurts the whole region.
Exactly. So as we go forward and nobody wants to pay more taxes, I think we do need to recognize, though, that if we support the sales taxes coming up, if we look towards enhancing the budgets and the fire departments in the long run, that actually saves all of us money because we have better protection and better services. We don't have major catastrophic fires and things if there's enough manpower out there to solve those issues. So keep that in mind and always bear in mind that there's some creative ways to address it without costing everybody a bunch of money. But we're going to have to address it, certainly down in the city of Anderson. The sales tax that passed down there for public protection, the 1 cent sales tax, also bear in mind that went to the police department in the city of Anderson. The Anderson Fire Protection District is a separate entity. It is not part of the city of Anderson. In the city of Redding, the fire department is part of the city and funded under the same mechanism. In the city of Anderson, the Anderson Fire Protection District is a separate entity, has its own board of directors. It doesn't get funded or run by the city council, and so has its own private issues that it needs to deal with. We do a really good job, though, I will say that.
I would say, Trish, in the last 5 years, we've come a long way with getting a lot of things fixed in our area. There's just some things that are out of our control that we're really trying to wrap our hands around and wrangle up. But I feel that in the last 5 years, we've made a lot of progress in fixing a lot of the issues that we've had down there. And I feel that, you know, I'm not biased enough just because it's my own agency, but I feel that we've really stepped up to professionalism with what we've got going on down there. And my goal is to continue that in this new year. So a lot of new programs coming up for our personnel that I haven't even let them know about yet that I've been working on behind the scenes. There's going to be some career development stuff that they're going to have to adhere to if they want to continue to progress in the ranks in our agency. So hopefully they're listening, and now they have the forewarning. So,
well, and that's an important thing to recognize. You know, the issues that we face as a fire department, as a society, things have changed. They've gotten a whole lot more complicated to deal with. The rules and regulations we deal with from the state and federal government all have to be incorporated, and it really. The days of just going out and being a volunteer firefighter and jumping on the back of a truck and going and putting out a fire just are over. There's just all kinds of requirements and demands that need to be met in order to be a professional fire service.
Yeah, that's one of the tough things about running a volunteer program is you have somebody that's never been a firefighter before, and then you're putting them through all the training on their own time. They're not getting paid for it, so they're trying to accomplish that after hours on weekends. And there's several hundred hours that need to go into that training. There's also the physical fitness requirements. You have to have a physical and a background check and all that. And so you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars for outfitting them with equipment and all the physicals that are required in the background checks. And that's maybe something that they don't like or they can't commit to in the long run. So you just spend a ton of money and you get no investment in your return. So that's one of the concepts that's really starting to hurt everybody here in the county, is the volunteer system is really starting to go away.
Yeah. And certainly the county fire department depends almost solely on volunteers. So we're going to take a break here at this point. It's 7:30, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call Group Sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests. Starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Okay. Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio for the North Station. If you are wanting to talk with us, the number is 605-4567. And we're going to go directly to the phones, and we have a question from Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. You know, this thing with the 1 cent tax is a great idea. And Anderson has done a very good job with their supervisors and stuff. And they got people in there that do what the people want and what the people need. Now, you're going to be sharing this with Shasta County. Shasta County's Board of Supervisors have not done this. Anytime something comes up, they want something, you give it to them, it ends up going to more than what you put your money and your thoughts into. And then we never really get a whole lot of anything. We get little bits of something. And we cannot trust our supervisors ever until we get new people in there to make this 1 cent sales tax work. I know we need it for the police, for the jail, for the fire, but if Shasta County gets their way, it will go for more than the fire department, more than the jail, and then we will get little bits and we won't get anything at all done.
Well, Bob, and I certainly understand your pessimism, Bob, but here's the deal. It really is written in such a way that if, in fact, it is passed, it takes a supermajority, it is spelled out, and not that Board of Supervisors or any other Board of Supervisors can change that. It's going to be written in such a way that the money will be collected and handed out exactly as the ballot says. So it doesn't, I mean, I do understand that. I understand the pessimism that a lot of the people have out there. But it is written in such a way that it can't be changed. It can't be distributed or used any other way. And there is a board in place that will take a look at that and account for it. I'm hoping that people will get involved, read the language, and give it a fair shot. Know exactly how you're voting, but thank you for your call, Bob. Okay, we are joined in the studio now by Caricini.
Carancy.
I could never say your mother's name, your mother-in-law's name either. Carancy, from North State Giving. And we've got that coming up. I think we're all familiar with the Tuesday after Thanksgiving and the North State Giving program. So tell us what we're doing again.
Absolutely. So we are so excited about North State Giving Tuesday. It is coming up December 3rd. It is always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And since Thanksgiving's a little later this year than normal, we're running into early December. But it's very exciting. It's a national day of giving. And here locally with the Community Foundation, we work with nonprofits in Shasta, Siskiyou, and Tehama counties. And it's a day of online giving. So one-stop shopping. Go to northstategives.org. You can search from any one of 176 nonprofits that have been fully vetted. So they're in great standing. They've gone through some wonderful trainings. And you can do all of your charitable giving in one stop. Minimum $10 donation. You can give to one or maybe all 176 under one transaction, which makes it super easy for the nonprofits. At the end of the day, when we get everything situated, they'll receive one check. And so for a lot of these organizations who are all volunteer-led, processing and dealing with multiple donations is time-consuming, but we take care of that for you, and it's just a super fun day to kick off the holiday season.
And there's a lot of different ways. You can do it in advance. You can go in. The web page is very friendly. Go in line, online, and it'll explain how, like, as you indicate, you go in there and you can give how much ever you want to. And bear in mind, if you want the full $10 to go to them, there is a little service charge that you could agree to pay as well, so that the organization actually gets the full amount of your donation.
Absolutely. You know, credit cards, anywhere you use them, there's a processing fee. And so we just want to encourage donors to pay that upcharge, and so that those donations can get fully to the nonprofits. And the great thing is it's from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on December 3rd. However, you can go on anytime today or up until December 3rd, and like you said, schedule your donations in advance. That way you don't have to think about it. Come that day, perhaps you might be working, or whatever the case may be, you can spend time over the holiday season to plan out your charitable giving.
And it is a little closer to Christmas this year. I noticed that, boy, we're already into December, and by the time we're making that donation. But kind of in the history of this, there's been a tremendous amount of money donated. I've forgotten what the total was last year.
You know, our community, not surprising, it's nothing anybody doesn't know, is so giving. It's unbelievable. So last year, even 2 weeks after the campfire and then the car fire a few months before that, we were still able to raise over $870,000 in a 14-hour time span. That's amazing. And the year before that, we topped $1 million. So I'm hopeful, and I'm pretty confident that we're going to top $1 million again this year in 14 hours. Our region is pretty remarkable.
It is, and that's 176 organizations, some of them large organizations, but a lot of them, as you indicate, small community boards that are really benefit from this donation. And as you go, there, you go in and you can, and maybe you've got $100 to spend, you can go in and help out maybe three or four different organizations with that if you want to do that.
Absolutely. And another fun thing about the day is the Community Foundation and local businesses who have partnered with us to sponsor, there's over $60,000 available in prize money this year, which is pretty amazing. So every hour on the hour, there will be a random draw from a local sponsor. They'll win $1,000. That nonprofit, just for signing up. If you have the most unique donors in that hour, you win a $500 prize. So it's just a lot of fun. Follow us on social media. Go to northstategives.org. It is a super fun day.
And again, remind you that you can go online any time now, from now and through that day, and make your donation, schedule your donation, offer to give that money to any organization that's listed there, 176 of them,
mm-hmm.
Make a big difference in their bottom line for the next year.
Absolutely. Whether it's animals, arts, kids, environment, you can search by category, you can search by zip code. We want to make it easy for you to do your giving. So you have a day of giving thanks, day of giving, getting deals. So let's use that Giving Tuesday to kick off the holiday season and give back.
Exactly. You know, and they have the Black Friday where everybody goes out and does shopping, and this is kind of the nonprofit shopping day.
Absolutely.
give that opportunity so that some of those nonprofits will have a better Christmas season and next year. So I know it's very helpful for all of them. And a lot of you're going to go on that page, and I don't even want to start naming names because we'll miss so many that are there. But all of your favorite nonprofits are listed on that page, and go in there and be sure and remember to give them a donation. It's just a little bit, whatever you can afford. Again, you go to northstategives.org,
correct?
Northstategives.org. Go right in there. Anything, final thoughts you want to give?
I'm just so grateful for this wonderful community. So I know whatever amount we end up with at the end of the day, our nonprofits will be benefiting, and they play such a vital role in our community. It's part of our job as community members to help see them succeed. So please give.
And thank you. And you know, it is important to note that these are organizations that help children in our community. Some of them help the senior population. A lot of them are involved in animals and those things in our community. pretty much every kind of a nonprofit that's out there is represented here. Again, it's Tehama, Siskiyou, and Shasta County. If your organization is not one of the ones that's listed, you might want to look around in there and think about being a part of this next year, because there's all kinds of opportunities for donations to be made. Several large organizations that get involved in this on a yearly basis that make really substantial donations, and we always appreciate all of them. Tell us again about just a bit about the organization, Shasta Regional Foundation.
About the community foundation. Sure. Community Foundation. We're a charitable organization, nonprofit, just like the others. We service Shasta, Siskiyou, and Tehama counties, and we're here as your private foundation, basically. So donors get to establish funds, perhaps maybe not at the same level as Buffett or Gates or whatever the case may be, but they can still be philanthropic. They can still establish funds. And then the staff at the Community Foundation is your back office. You let us know how you'd like to see those distributed, and we take care of it, whether it's grants or scholarships or whatever the case may be. We're almost 20 years old now, which is pretty amazing. But the statistic that I find most enjoyable is that since our establishment in 2000, we have granted back into our community nearly $30 million.
Wow.
And that's from our community members. That's pretty remarkable. Like I said, our community is pretty special in that way.
Shasta County is a very giving area, along with the other counties in our north state. So thanks so much for joining us this morning, Carrie. And remember, everybody, next Tuesday, Giving Tuesday, be sure you're involved. Thanks so much. We'll be right back after these messages.
Give a little bit. Give a little bit of your love. Give a little bit, I'll give a little bit of my love to you. There's so much that we need to share, so send a smile and show you care.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-221. 2642.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Plenty to be thankful for. No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still I
just love listening to the music you play to too. I actually like listening to that better than listening to my voice. It is KCNR1460. AM radio, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. It's Tuesday morning, and this is Trish Clark, and welcome to joining us this morning. If you have something to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. Steve Lowe, Anderson Fire Chief, is here with me in the studio, and I'm having a hard time connecting this morning, I think. We're going to talk now about the recent PG&E power outage,
public safety power shutoffs.
Yeah, and they're, people are being very patient with all of this. Yeah, I know you're in communication with PG&E on a regular basis. What do you think the future is for this? Are we going to continue to do this forever?
So about 6 months ago, Trish, at the county fire chiefs meeting, we have some PG&E representatives. One of them's retired Cal Fire and one's retired CHP. So they live in this area and they've worked in this area, and I've grown up in the fire service knowing both of them. So they brought these concepts to us about 6 months ago to just give us a heads up that this was the mandate by the California Public Utilities Commission that they were going to have to conduct these power safety shutoffs. And right away I started interacting with our fire board and the city staff to let them know that this was, you know, coming down the pike and that we needed to be prepared. And fortunately, excuse me, I think that out of all the areas in the county or in the Northern California area, we were more prepared than anybody else as the government entities that protect people. And we had some plans in place just in case we didn't have power at critical facilities that we would be able to keep municipal water going in case we had a fire. We learned in 2007 the power went out in those major windstorms and those fires. There was no municipal water system and nobody had water to fight fire. So that was one of the first things that the city and I worked with, getting those generators in place for that and just making sure we had backup generation at our critical facilities. But we also put out information to the public about being prepared, about, you know, you need to prepare for multiple days of not having power. And as we learned, it really came in, it really came to be. And we've been through three of them now, or four of them. And there was an interesting fact on News Channel 7 the other day that San Diego Gas and Electric have had 9 public safety power shutoffs this year, and we've had about 4. So we're not the only ones affected by it here, just the PG&E customers, but it's the other entities in the state that have to deal with it as well. But I think the biggest thing for us, Trish, is just we have a great contact with our PG&E representatives, and they give us real-time information. And as we get that, I'm pushing it out to not only the fire board but our community members, and we're sharing stuff on social media. I understand that at times we lose internet connection as well, but we're still trying to go remotely and still trying to push that information out, because that's our job to make sure that the citizens know what's going on as best as possible. But from our last meeting that we had, they have done some hardening to the system around our area. The last safety shutoff that we had, Anderson fared pretty well compared to the previous couple ones. And I would say that what had lost power last time is probably what we'll see until they can get more of the infrastructure hardened in our area. There's always going to be some areas that, because they are in the high fire severity area, may always be shut off. But they're saying 10 years that it's going to take them to harden their system enough to where they don't have to do as widespread outages. But it's always going to be weather dependent. You know, Mother Nature always throws the wrench in things, and we can only predict what we know. So that's our message to everybody, is just be prepared, you know, be prepared, have those amenities available to protect yourself for several days, you know, food, water, warm clothing if you need, or alternate places to stay, and just be prepared. You know, if you need to have a generator, make sure you have a licensed contractor come in and wire it for you. Generator safety is huge. We did see a few fires in the county after the power came back on because of improperly wired generators, or during the outage because of improperly wired generators. So just generator safety, it does emit emissions. So be careful with the carbon monoxide with all that too. So
yeah, recognize that these are outside instruments. They're not to be put into your front room or into your garage.
Exactly. And fortunately, we did, like I said, we did have a couple of incidents revolving fires from generators being improperly wired. But, they're here to stay, as I'm telling everybody. They're not going to go away anytime soon. Obviously, as we get rain, we won't have to worry about it during the wintertime. But as fire season starts coming back around next May, June, July, August, September, you know, we really need to start getting back in that mindset that the public safety power shutoffs are a real possibility, depending on weather conditions. So
we took some good steps down in the city of Anderson to try to protect our community, not only the cooperation between the city and the fire department, but also work together to establish a community resource center at the Frontier Senior Center. And so that has been available during these. They've set up in tents, yurts, at the end of in the parking lot there at the senior center, to provide charging stations, water, snacks, and a place to get out of the weather if it's cold or hot, and have that ability for the people impacted by their power being out. We've got that contract. The Frontier Senior Center has the contract with PG&E to do that, so that our citizens are protected in the South County and don't have to be driving clear up into the northern part of the.
One of the questions we kept getting asked is, why is the Community Resource Center located in Anderson? And the best answer we can do is, working with County OES, is it's a centrally located area in South County that not only serves the residents of Shasta County, but of northern Tehama County, the Bowman Road area specifically, because they're one of the bigger areas affected by the shutoffs in the Happy Valley area. And our thought process behind it was, we can get people central location to where there's actually services available. As of we saw last time, Walmart and all those areas didn't lose power, so we were able to try to have a main hub there in South County. So one of the other things that we kept getting asked of was, why did we just bring extra people on during this? Well, it's not just because the power was out. We had critical fire weather that we have to worry about. My bigger worry is, if the power is out, we have a less potential for a fire to start. But we also have, 40, 60 mile an hour winds. So our biggest threat is the fire potential, obviously. So we were holding people on duty and staffing additional equipment just so we could jump to a fire quicker and keep them small.
Well, and that's important to note. We had an incident where, because you're in that time of year where it's warm during the day, but it's getting cool in the evening, so people are starting their fireplaces. One of the things that happens when you have fireplaces is people are burning wood, and then you have ashes. And now we're still in this very, very dry condition, and we need to start reminding people that your ashes out of your fireplace stay hot for at least a week after you take them out of there. They need to be put into metal containers. They need to be away from any wooden or burnable structures. They need to be wet down, and they certainly do not need to be poured out on the ground for a long, long time after they come out of your fireplace.
And we did have one recent incident after one of the last power safety shutoffs and one of our multiple days of critical fire weather. We did have a fire in Anderson because of improperly discarded ashes. So that's the reality of things, and that we just need to be cognizant of that. One last thing I'd like to bring up is, this last month we've completed our fifth juvenile fire setter program here in the county, the Youth Fire Setter Intervention and Prevention Program. Current to date, we've put 159 juveniles through the program that have been in some sort of fire setting problem here in the county, and it's a collaborative effort through the Shasta Arson Task Force, Shasta Youth Options, and all of our partners that we've built over the years with that. We have educators, we have firemen, we have law enforcement, we have community service members. It's just, it's a whole collaboration of people here in the county that spend 2 days a year hosting this academy to deal with the fire setter issue that we have here in the county. And it's a huge number of juveniles that we're putting through it, but we're making huge impact, and our reoffender numbers are very, very low, and it's a very successful program. So I just wanted to make sure people know that that's out there, and if you have any questions, you can call the fire department. If you have a concern about your child or another child, you can reach out to us directly, and we can point you in the right direction and get you the help that you need.
And it is so important that we get these kids early when they show signs of being interested in fire, overly interested in fire. You need to not ignore that. You need to address it and get them into one of these programs to teach them the dangers of that. Thanks so much, Steve. I appreciate you joining me this morning.
Thank you, Trish.
Anderson Fire Protection District reminds you to see you on Sunday after Thanksgiving down at the old fire station in Reading on East, or in Anderson on East Center Street. We're going to be there for our Christmas parade, plus rain or shine, Christmas in Anderson. Please join us. I'll be right back after these messages.
Hold me tight. All the way home, I'll be warm.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Up through the Midwest into the Great Lakes, that's looking to drop a foot or so of snow to the northwest of the low track. And the second is a system that's going to strengthen rapidly when it approaches the Oregon-California border Tuesday night into Wednesday morning.
And high winds could ground the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloons in New York City. The Trump train rolls into Sunrise, Florida this evening, the president holding another Keep America Great rally. Meanwhile, the Senate Republican leader says that rural America enjoying an economic boom under President Trump.
Senator Mitch McConnell says he's been hearing from business leaders of all kinds in his home state of Kentucky about a number of positive trends.
For what you might call middle America.
An economic recovery in places he says were largely forgotten during the previous administration.
In small towns, small cities, farm country, rural America.
The observation coincides with a Reuters news report suggesting less support for impeaching the president in rural areas, even among Democrats. Bob Agnew reporting.
The latest snapshot of home prices.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index rose 2.1% in September from a year ago. Prices have steadily outpaced wage growth for several years, that the market is now constrained by buyers' capacity to pay.
Correspondent Jeremy House. It happens every so often, and it happened again this morning, an aircraft straying into restricted airspace in Washington, D.C. That prompted a brief lockdown at the White House and the U.S. Capitol, but the plane posed no threat. The lockdowns quickly lifted. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 35 points, the S&P 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
The enrollment deadline is next week. So go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
There have been more clashes between rival political factions in Lebanon's capital, the BBC's Martin Patience, in Beirut.
This was the second night of violence in the capital when supporters of the prime minister clashed with members from the Hezbollah and Amal groups. Gunfire was heard in the Kola district of the city, but there have so far been no reports of any injuries. Elsewhere in the country, thugs tore up a protest camp. Until now, the mass demonstrations have been largely peaceful. But with no resolution in sight, Many Lebanese fear the political crisis could become increasingly violent.
A mid-air collision between two helicopters has killed 13 French soldiers fighting against Islamic terrorists in Mali. French President Macron expressing deep sadness at news of last night's crash. News and analysis at townhall.com. A coalition of state attorneys general suing to stop the merger of Sprint and AT&T Mobile has lost in other states.
Texas says it has made its own settlement with T-Mobile. The state attorneys general go to trial December 9th, arguing that the T-Mobile-Sprint deal will raise prices and be bad for competition. Mississippi and Colorado left the coalition in October, but 14 states and the District of Columbia remain. Texas says T-Mobile won't raise wireless prices in the state for 5 years and that it will build a next-generation 5G network in Texas. John Scott reporting.
This afternoon, President Trump continues a long-standing White House tradition of pardoning two live turkeys ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. The two birds participating in this year's ceremony are named Bread and Butter, and they will be spared from winding up on someone's Thanksgiving table. Again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 23 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It's Tuesday morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark this morning. And that confuses everybody because it's not Linda and Carl, and it's not Thursday. But it is Trish Clark. So welcome. You haven't missed a couple of days. We're just a little ahead of the schedule here. Thanksgiving week, a whole bunch of different hosts all week long. We're thanking you for joining us. It's 40 degrees in downtown Reading, and it looks like that's about as warm as it's going to get all day. And in fact, probably going to cool down here in a little way. Today, we're going to have rain and snow after 11 a.m., becoming all snow after 5 p.m., high near 40 degrees at the highest, and I guess we've done that. Tonight, snow showers before 11 p.m., then snow showers possibly mixed with rain. And on Wednesday, showers likely with snowstorms, also possible after 11 a.m., cloudy with a high near 43. Certainly beginning to get some rain. We don't know for sure about that snow, but it looks like you better be ready for it. And on Wednesday night, a chance of rain showers before 5 a.m., and then a chance of rain and snow showers thereafter. On Thanksgiving Day, 20% chance of snow showers after 11 a.m., a high near 40. Thursday night, a low around 24 degrees. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 45. Friday night, a low around 31. And on Saturday, a chance of snow showers before 11 a.m. Sunday, showers likely, cloudy with a low around 41. So it's going to be really chilly for the rest of the week. Thanksgiving, look like it's finally going to be winter. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And a quick look at your road conditions this morning. We've got one-way traffic control from the Trinity-Shasta County line to 3.5 miles east of the Trinity-Shasta County line. Bring along your chains or your snow tires. Any direction you're heading today, you can run into basically snow all the way down past possibly Red Bluff. Now, this morning, they're widening Interstate 5. This will continue also. Traffic reduced to 45 miles per hour. We have stop-and-go traffic once again in quite a few locations. If you're up by Dunsmuir, you're traveling north of Reading, expect possible delays all the way up to the Oregon border. Your Old Station delays expected, and that is on 44 with one-way traffic control operations. Now, Trish, back to you.
Thanks so much, Sue. And remember that this is the first storm of the season. Regardless of anything else that's going on out there, those roads are going to be slick. They've got a lot of buildup of sediment and rain, snow, whatever they're going to get on there. Please slow down. You're going to get there safe if you can just take a little bit longer to pay attention and be aware of the people around you. And If there's snow, you know, maybe you want to reconsider and not try to get where you need to be. I'm joined in the studio right now with one of my favorite people, Mark Story from Haven Humane Society. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Trish. Thank you. Boy, road conditions and road construction and snow, it must be holiday season in Reading.
It sounds like it, doesn't it? All of the fun stuff coming up.
That's right.
Yeah. And boy, now animals become a major part of our time over the holidays, and we need to take some special considerations and pay attention to your animals at this time of year.
Yeah, so there's a few things. Going into the holidays, people food is not pet food, so remember that. Unless you're making it specifically for them, people food is very, very bad for dogs and cats because it just has too much stuff in them. It's too rich for them. It can make them sick. It obviously can have them gain weight very quickly. It's just not a good idea. They can choke on the bones, that kind of stuff. So really be careful with your trash. Make sure it's secure so your dogs and cats aren't getting into the trash. And also when it's outside, make sure, you know, Sue and I were talking about a raccoon earlier. Same thing with that. Make sure your trash is secure. Those raccoons and stuff are out looking for it, and the same thing can happen to them. So just be smart with that. A lot of plants, like we're getting into the holiday season when the poinsettias come out and stuff, the poinsettias can be poisonous as well. It can make them really sick, so you really want to be careful with that kind of stuff around your pets. So during the holiday season, you're going to have family over, and you may not feed table scraps to your dogs like we don't, but your relatives may. So just keep an eye on it and make sure that your animals aren't eating those table scraps. Along with that, it's cold. It's going to be really cold today, and it's going to be really cold tonight. So if you're cold, your animals are cold, so your animals need some kind of shelter. If you put them outside when you're at work, it's going to start snowing with, say, what, 10, 12 o'clock today. We're looking at some snow this afternoon, definitely snow. So your pets need to have some kind of shelter. They need to get out of that cold, whether it's a doghouse or maybe it's in the garage, I mean, if they're not in the house. But they need some kind of weather break to get away from that wind, some kind of straw or blanket or a bed or something just to get up off of the concrete and the ground to get them a little bit warmer. So just think about those kind of things when you're thinking about your pets during the cold weather, because it's here. I mean, it was, what, 80 last week?
It's finally here.
Again,
I think
Reading
a lot
holidays.
Of us are ready
Well, it would have been nice if we would have kind of transitioned into it.
We don't transition.
Yeah, I know we don't.
We do cold, and then we do hot,
right.
And then we do hot, and then
right.
We do cold. We don't transition well.
So we need to make sure we're ready for our pets. You know, we have a pot-bellied pig. It's a really cool pig at Haven, and yesterday we were like, hey, the snow's coming. We got to figure out what are we going to do with this pig out there? So our team did a great job yesterday. They went out and they fabricated some walls and stuff out in the pig pen and made it so that it's got some he's got some relief from the elements out there. We put a doghouse in there and put some more straw. There's a lot of straw inside of the area where he's in. It's kind of like a makeshift little barn thing out in the pig pen. And of course the doghouse was already flipped over and the pig was having a heyday with it. It's a toy for him, but we still wanted to put it in there. And so he's got some shelter and stuff in there. He's a great little guy. So, you know, really got to think about all our animals right now when it's cold. If you're cold, they're cold. So don't just assume that because they've got fur that they're going to be okay in 28-degree weather, because they're not. So
no, and remember, like you said, when you take off for work in the morning, you need to do a little something extra, maybe make a way for your animal to get into the garage or put up that doghouse, something. They can't just be out there by themselves.
Exactly. Yep, definitely.
Okay, so we got lots of stuff coming up.
We do. Yeah, I heard Carrie was in here from Shasta Regional Community Foundation. They are awesome. Giving Tuesday is a great day in the North State, and they've done a great job. Carrie and her team are absolutely amazing. We've been working with them for years and are really proud to call them one of our partners. And because of the work that they do, you know, and because of this amazing community, we are able to get a lot more donations on that day, on Giving Tuesday. So we are one of those 176 organizations. We have been for quite a few years, and it's definitely a day that we count on to help us help the animals. So please do go on there, NorthStateGives.org, and pick your organizations. Yes, I would like you to pick Haven, but please pick some of these local organizations, because it's really cool, because your donor dollar goes farther that day than any other day during the year, just because of the Shasta Community Regional Foundation.
The other programs.
Right, and all the other programs that are going on with it. And so Please go on there, take a look at all the amazing organizations. And even if you're just going on there and seeing, hey, wait, how many nonprofits? I mean, that's a lot of nonprofits when you're looking at a very small area, at least with people. 176 nonprofits. That's a lot of people that are working hard to help this community out. And so, you know, go on there and educate yourself on some of those nonprofits. I do it every year, and I learn more about new ones because even in the nonprofit world, there's tons of them that I'm like, oh, I've never seen them before. What's that about? Mm-hmm. And I read and I get educated on that and maybe donate to them.
Well, that's a good point, Mark, because there are all kinds of organizations out there that are helping in all different areas, whether it be animals, children, seniors, veterans. And most of those nonprofits are made up by volunteers, people that are spending their time and effort. They're not being paid in many instances to be a part of these organizations. And this is your opportunity. If you're not one of the people that are donating your time and your effort into this,
right. This
is your opportunity to get in there and make a difference to these different organizations.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you're going to have bigger organizations like Haven, like One Safe Place, bigger organizations like ours. But then you're going to have, like you said, smaller ones that don't have any paid staff that are run strictly by volunteers, you know, and they rely on those donor dollars as well. But all of us, from the bigger ones to the smaller ones, we all rely on the donor dollars to be able to do what we do, to save animals, to save people, you know, to improve this community and really to give back. And that's the great thing about it is all of these dollars stay locally and they all go to these community organizations that every one of us is here to improve our community and help our neighbors, whether it's four-legged or two-legged.
And I just want to point out that that's such a better way to do that than depending upon government to do all the things for us. The things that we want in our life and the important things in our life we really need to take on as a community. Keep the government out of it. Let's do this ourselves. Take care of these different organizations and make a better place for all of us to be. We're going to be right back after these messages with more from Haven Humane Society.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below. Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch. Ha, ha. I'm too much.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserved seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Waiting for someone to tell you everything.
You just sit and listen to Sue's music this morning. I'm just loving the great choices she comes in with.
Killing it with the bumper music this morning.
I know, it's wonderful. So welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It's Tuesday morning. We've got Mark Story here from Haven Humane Society, and we're just talking about all kinds of upcoming events and what have you for the holidays. I mean, we're getting down to serious snow and winter weather here, and it's going to actually be Thanksgiving and Christmas with or without the weather. So we've got some things coming up. Home for the Holidays adoption special. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so next week is a busy, busy week here. So we've got two events that kind of go hand in hand, but every year we do a Home for the Holidays push where we try and get 300 dogs and cats into homes between November 1st and December 31st. And so we call it our Home for the Holidays. And with that, we always run that hand in hand with our Stuff the Bus, which we partner with KRCR and Salvation Army for Stuff the Bus. And for this Stuff the Bus, it's toys for kids. And one thing I love about the Stuff the Bus is working with the Salvation Army, the Captains Danielsons that both work over there, is that these toys, and then it's food in the springtime, they stay local. So if you donate a toy for the Stuff the Bus, it's going to go to a kid that's in our own community. Again, community. And I absolutely love that. And, you know, with everything that happened over the last couple of years, there's a lot of folks in our community that aren't going to have great Christmases without some help. And so this is one way where you can do that. And you can really make the holiday special for some kids. So the Stuff the Bus will be next Thursday, which is December 5th. So we got Giving Tuesday on Tuesday, the 3rd, and then we've got December 5th, the Stuff the Bus, and that's going to be over at Carl's Jr. off of Cypress. And that's, again, in partnership with Salvation Army and KRCR. So we will be there with a couple of dogs from 1 to 3, and they will be there getting donations all day, I believe. And so one of the things that we're doing to help with both Stuff the Bus and Home for the Holidays is if anybody brings in unwrapped toys, you're going to get up to $35 off of adoptions. And I'm going to go over what the adoption fees are because they're really low. And we've got some really, really great animals that are all looking for some forever homes. So puppies are going to be $100 to adopt. This is with an unwrapped toy. Adult dogs, which would be 7 months to 6 years, are going to be $45. And seniors, six and up, are $10. And that's also in partnership with the PALS Fund for seniors. So that's the $10. And then kittens are $45, and we have quite a few kittens right now. Adult cats are $20, and then senior cats are $5. So far, we have 122 adopted out of the 300, so we've got a ways to go. We've got about 5 weeks to do it. And we're really confident that we can get to that 300 because I do believe that there's a lot of folks that are just kind of waiting for that right time. And now's the time. You know, adopt these animals, bring them into your home for the holidays and give them a loving forever home. And it's kind of a win-win. And then bring a toy, an unwrapped toy, so we can help out the community. Now, you don't have to adopt to bring an unwrapped toy to us. We have the barrel. So if you just want a spot to drop off the toys, that'd be great. The Stuff the Bus drive is next Thursday, like I said, and we will be there. We will bring all the toys that we have. We continue the Stuff the Bus drive for us with the Salvation Army long past that. The Stuff the Bus part is done, but the toy drive for us doesn't end until the end of the year for us. We will go all the way up to December 31st. We will call Salvation Army. We work with them all the time, partner with them, and find out when's the last day we can drop off toys. We will take all the toys that we have that are past the Stuff the Bus date, and we will give them to them so that they can get them out in the community. So just a few more toys.
So the toys are distributed all over Shasta County.
They are, yeah, yeah. And it stays in Shasta County, which is great. And so it helps the kids right here in our own community. And then past that date, we actually continue to get toys. So we had a few from last year, and then we just – that's our start for the next year.
Okay.
So because we want to continue to collect the toys, because we want to continue to put animals in homes with this as a bonus and as a discount for the adoption fee. So it's a win-win thing, you know.
And throughout the year, as a matter of fact, there are occasions where things happen in families where those toys come in become invaluable when you have an incident where an accident or something has happened to an animal or something. Having those toys available to give to the kids in a traumatic situation throughout the year.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, that's a great point. It kind of brings me back. My wife and I have a daughter. She's grown up and on her own, but she had a couple friends pass away when she was real young, one from cancer, and it was a challenge. And thinking back, I didn't even think about that. There's a special toy that the little teddy bear that she had, and she still has it. And there's no way the teddy will go anywhere. And that was her kind of deal to do with it. And luckily we were able to provide that. But like you said, a lot of our community aren't able to do that. And so this Stuff the Bus drive is a way to do that. And you're right. It's more than a toy. Sometimes it's their security blanket.
It's a real comfort zone.
It's their escape when they need that escape. And so there is more to it than that, and like we said, a lot of our community, a lot of our neighbors have had a challenging couple of years for one reason or another, and this is a simple way for us to be able to give back and to help them and just say, hey, you know what? We want you to have a great holiday, and this is one way we can do it.
And there's so many of these organizations that are working together. It's comforting for the community to have a place where they know that all of the donations that they're making are being used in our community. They're not going off someplace else. The animal adoption thing, I want people to recognize that you have some really good animals that for whatever reason are no longer able to live in the home they've grown up in. And so they're out there. They need a new home. They need a new place to be. And this is a great time to bring one of those animals, 5-6 years old, that for whatever reason has been separated from their family, and bring them into a new family. They're already trained. In a lot of instances, they make wonderful pets.
Well, yeah.
They don't have to go through the puppy stage and all of that growth kind of stuff, where they just fit right in and become part of your family.
Yeah, and we do have some younger ones, too. And, any new animal that you bring into the family, you're going to have to train a little bit and work with them. They may not be perfectly potty trained. They may bark a little bit. They may jump a little bit. They may have some of those issues, but those are all things that are really easy to correct. All you need to do is have a patience and love. And really, I truly believe that the shelter animals, they understand that this is their chance, and they're appreciative of it. And I think that, I don't know, they're my favorites. They just are, because I've seen it in their faces. I've seen the excitement when they go home. I've seen the excitement when they come back and they come for a visit. And they're coming and going, hey, we adopted this dog or this cat. And okay, they don't really bring cats back for visits. So usually just dogs for visits. Cats don't travel quite as well as dogs, but they bring them back for a visit. And at first they're a little nervous. They're like, oh God, my gosh, I've found a home. I don't need to come back. But then they realize that they're there for a visit. And our staff is so dedicated to the animals and loves them so much and spends so much time with them during the day and stuff that when they come back, it means the world to them, because they see how happy that dog is. Or when we get pictures and stories about cats, but they see how happy they are in their forever home. And not only that, but they see how the positive effect that they had on the family too. And a lot of times we hear that, like, my child – just the bond between them has just been amazing, and it's just, we're so glad that this dog, this cat is in our home and part of our family now, and we're so happy that you guys adopted it to us. And that's what it's all about for us, and that's why our staff is so dedicated and so passionate about what they do. Because we see a lot of really tough stuff too, you know,
yeah.
And to be able to see those great outcomes with these animals that have found their forever home and they truly are happy and loved, it's amazing. It's really cool.
You know, it's been a while, Mark, since you and I've chatted on the radio station, and I know the last couple of times we were talking a couple of years ago, you talked about the no kill.
Mm-hmm.
Are we there yet?
We've been there with dogs for many years. We're going on 4 years straight of no kill with dogs. Cats, we're not there. We're not at the 90%, I'll say that. We're not at this magic 90% number that they say is no kill. And now in the animal care world, that number is fluctuating quite a bit. There's a lot of discussions about, well, wait, that's kind of an arbitrary number. Or should it be 90%? I'll say this. We're saving as many cats as we possibly can today, and we're hoping to save more tomorrow. We're constantly working to find new ways to save animals, both cats, dogs, and everything else that comes to our shelter. We built our new kitten nursery last year. Last year, even with the shortened year with the fire, we were able to save 98 more cats, kittens through the nursery. This year, we're over 200. So we've doubled that number from last year, which is great. And Kate, our kitten nursery coordinator, is fantastic and is just doing a great job in there, her whole team in there. And so we're constantly looking for more ways. I'm still trying to find a way to get a community trap neuter release program going. It's just funding is really, really tough. You know, we have a trap neuter release program at the clinic. We do up to 5 feral cats a day, and that's only $45. So on a lot of those cases, we take a loss on the surgery as it is, and that's part of our mission, and I get that, and that's where the donors really help with that. But until we have a really consistent community-based trap neuter release program, we're still going to have that big hurdle of the feral cats.
And the feral cats, from society's point of view, that they can be a real issue in a community. When you've got feral cats out there in your neighborhood, people are feeding them, they're not taking them in to have them neutered, they can be a real pain in the neck.
They can, and that's why it's important that we have a trap neuter release program, because taking them in and killing them in 3 days is the old way of doing business, and obviously we have tons of cats, so it doesn't work. It's proven to be extremely ineffective. It's very inhumane. There's no reason to do it. And so what needs to happen is we need to have a trap neuter release program so that they can't continue to reproduce. But they're going to live out their lives healthy. Now, if they're not a healthy cat, then that's a completely separate issue.
Right.
And it gets touchy. But there are a lot of easier ways to keep those cats out of your yard if that's not what you want. I always say adopt a dog. That's a really easy way.
To keep the cats out of your yard. And that's a good time to take a break.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back with that conversation on the other side.
Bless the beasts and the children, for in this world they have no voice, they have no choice. Bless the beasts and the children.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
No place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam.
Okay, it's still December.
It's still November. Easy.
It's still November.
I can't believe it's November.
I know.
But it's the holiday.
It is a holiday.
It's a holiday song.
Yeah, you're right. Bah humbug. Yeah, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
You'd be proud of me. I don't have one Christmas decoration up because I like the fall colors.
I just don't do that. I put the Advent wreath up 1st of December. That's the first holiday, you know, Christmas decoration. And some years, that's as good as it gets. Maybe a poinsettia along the way. Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you've got something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark. It's Tuesday. I'm joined in the studio by Mark Story from Haven Humane, and we're talking about animals and holidays and all kinds of fun things. And Mark's just kind of setting the stage for all the things that are happening at Haven Humane and for the next month or so. So where are we going now, Mark?
Well, you know what? Let's do a little bit of chronological order. I think that makes a little bit more sense. But we do have our second Tuesday dining coming up. That is going to be on December 10th. And that's going to be at Damburger, and that's going to be a lunch one.
So oh, wow, and what's not to love about the Damburger?
Yeah, right, exactly. It's going to be from 11 to 2. So, and we normally do a lunch during the holidays because dinners are a little harder for people to get to during the holidays, it seems. Because
so much going on.
Yeah, they're holiday shopping. They've got holiday party here and holiday party here and this to go to and that to go to, and it happens all the time. So thanks to Danberger for partnering with us. That will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on December 10th. So please, if you're planning on lunch that day, go to Danberger, because they have decided to graciously give us a portion of the proceeds to help the animals, which is great. So,
and, you know, Danberger is – I just have to say one thing. If there's just – you got to do a Danberger at least once a year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just – it's different than –
The fries.
And
it's not too cold, a milkshake. You know what? It's never too cold for a milkshake.
Never too cold for it. You know, damn. You got to do that. I mean, and you got to do it at least once a year, so it'd be a good time to do
and
that.
And you talk about community. They've been a big part of this community for many, 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 many years.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
Absolutely.
So we're thankful for them. Somebody who is another event that we have coming up is our Bissell Pet Foundation Empty the Shelters event. So, this is actually going to be a two-day event. This time, normally, it's a one-day event. I want to say Kathy Bissell, who owns Bissell Pet Found, Bissell Vacuums, is such a huge animal person. And she has really given back with the Bissell Pet Foundation. She does the Empty the Shelters throughout the year. And we are really, really pleased and thankful to be somebody that they pick on a regular basis for these. So the Bissell Pet Foundation will be sponsoring adoptions on Friday, December 13th and Saturday, December 14th. So all cat and dog adoptions will be $10 on that day. That's any age for that. Now, we would ask that you still please bring in an unwrapped toy, just because we do want to continue to do the stuff the bus, but it isn't required on those days. But we really would appreciate it if you would come in to do that. It's $10. So thank you to the Bissell Pet Foundation. Again, that's going to be December 13th and December 14th. We will have applications if you want to pre-apply. You can get those on our website. You can print those out. You can actually come in and turn them in as well. And so those days will be busy days for us. But again, mark your calendar, December 13th and 14th. You will see more on our Facebook page and on our website when we get a little bit closer after Giving Tuesday. We'll start advertising that a lot more. And again, please do follow us on our Facebook, because we have tons of stuff going on, as you can see. So if you follow us on our Facebook, then you can see all the cool stuff that we got going on, see some of the animals, look at the lost animals in case you lost your animal. Let's see. Volunteer opportunities. So, yeah, we have a brand new volunteer – I don't want to say a brand new volunteer program, because we have a volunteer program that's just growing. And we're changing it, and we're trying to add more skill-based volunteers. So not just dog walking and socializing cats, which is super important. And we love our dog walkers and our cat socializers, and we always want more. But we have folks that are working in our veterinary hospital. We have folks that are helping in licensing. We have folks that help out in development. We have folks that, you know, they don't want to be in the kennel. Maybe they can't walk dogs or socialize cats because they're allergic, or maybe they just physically they can't, mm-hmm. or, you know, they just don't want to do it. But they want to help out in a different way, and they want to volunteer and be part of the team. Then we have lots of volunteer opportunities. So what we do is we encourage you to go to our website, havenhumane.org, and you can click on the volunteer in the yellow banner at the top, and then you locate the link for our volunteer application. It's all online now. You fill out that volunteer application, and Cassie, who is our volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with you about when the first training will be, and that's for a body language class, basically, and kind of an overview of what happens and what the jobs are. Everybody goes through that, whether you're going to walk dogs or cats or not, and it's just a quick overview of that kind of stuff.
And if you're out there and you've got some kind of a – you'd like to give back to the community in some way, this is something you can do, little amount of time that you want to donate or as much time.
Yeah.
It's always going to make you feel better. I know that this time of year especially, people tend to be alone. We've got a lot of people out there in the community that don't have families and what have you. And this is a really good way for you to be a part of your community, get involved, and you're just going to be amazed how good it's going to make you feel to get out there, be around people, be around the animals, and really make a difference in your community. And it's going to make you feel really just a part of it.
Yeah, maybe make a New Year's resolution.
There you go.
We need lots of volunteers, and volunteers are really what makes things work over there, because we have a large staff now. We're over 50 employees. But I will tell you that every staff member, every single one works very hard from the time they get to it to the time they leave. And we need the volunteers to help with different areas so that we have more time to give those animals the TLC that they really deserve. And that may be helping in licensing.
How many animals do you have in the facility?
So I don't have a – I mean, I have a count, but I don't have it with me. But we've been tracking somewhere between 500 and 600 on a daily basis for the last few months, which is higher than normal.
That's
we've been very
full. Lot of animals.
We have a lot of dogs right now that need homes, and we're really full on cats as well that need homes. The kit nursery, like I said, we've had a lot of kittens go through the nursery this year too, which is great. So, yeah, we have a lot of animals at the shelter right now all looking for loving forever homes. So, and that's why we have all these great – opportunities to come get them. You know, our normal adoption fees are very low if when you look at what they get, because all of the animals go come home spayed, neutered, microchipped, current on vaccinations, starter bag of food, and everything.
They're all healthy well groomed. Yeah,
absolutely. So another thing that we have that we've actually added, we were doing vaccine clinics on the first and third Wednesday of the month in our classroom. Now we're doing it every Wednesday. So every Wednesday from 2 to 4, we have vaccine
Do they need to make an appointment?
Nope. You come into our classroom. It's a first-come, first-served basis. We go from 2 to 4. The beauty of that is that you don't have to pay for the office visit. You just come in to get the vaccinations. You can find our vaccine packages. They're published on Facebook page and our website under the Spay and Neuter Clinic tab, as well as a full price list of all of our services are there as well. There's no income requirements or anything to attend the vaccine clinics. So those are every Wednesday from 2 to 4, and they are in our classroom.
And if you have an animal that you've just maybe come into possession of and you don't know the history of it or anything, how can you tell whether it needs vaccinations or not?
If you have an animal that's never been to the vet, it needs vaccinations. Yes, I would take it to the vet and get it vaccinated. Yeah.
And the vet's going to be able to tell?
You're talking about when they come in for us?
Right.
We vaccinate all animals on intake, unless we know they have vaccines.
And so it doesn't hurt a cat if it's already been vaccinated to get vaccinated again?
Nope. There's a better chance of it getting something than the vaccine hurting them at all. So, no, we vaccinate on intake, unless we know the animal, if it's got a microchip and we have a record on it, if it's got a license and we've got a history on it and we know that it's got vaccines. If it's got a microchip or a license on it and we get a hold of the owner, we'll hold off on that and contact them. Hey, are they current on vaccinations? You know, hey, come pick your dog up or your cat up. And we'll just hold off on doing that and they come in and pick it up. Fairly quickly. A lot of times if we get that and somebody brings it through the door, we won't even intake them. We'll just have them wait there and turn them in. But if we don't have any of that, then we're going to vaccinate on intake. And we're going to do that for the safety and health of that animal and also all the animals that we have in the shelter at the time.
Good. Okay, and we're going to go and take a break now, and we'll be back with our last segment after these messages.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted.
who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs. Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy?
Is that the perfect song for the last segment?
No, I love it.
KCNR 1460 AM radio, 96.5 FM. We're streaming. If you've got a message for us, give us a call, 605-4567. We've been visiting with Mark Story from Haven Humane Society for the last hour, kind of highlighting some different things that are going on in the community. I want to remind everybody before we get back to that, that Christmas at Anderson is this coming Sunday. That's the big Anderson parade. We'll be having Santa Claus come. There'll be food trucks there. That is on Sunday after Thanksgiving. Ask you to come down and join us. And, of course, join us for breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center, first Sunday of the month. Remind you all to come in, and we've got, French toast and pancakes and biscuits and gravy, and first Sunday of the month always. Please come and join us between 8 and 11 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. So, now, we're going to go back, and we're going to talk about Haven Humane and the final home for the holidays adoption special, stuff the bus, and all the different things that are going to be happening in the next month. Lots going on.
Yeah, a couple things real quick. We do have families that do create a gift-giving fundraiser. So basically, if they're not in need of anything, then what they'll do sometimes is they will make a donation in somebody's name and look at a certificate and say a donation to Haven Humane was made on your behalf. So that is definitely something that is an option for the holidays. Obviously, we love that. We also have some kennel sponsorship plaques available. These go on the dog kennels and then the cat kennels in the Morgan Adoption Center, our adoption center. The dog kennel plaques are $250, and I think we have a handful of those left. And then we have cat kennel plaques, which are $150. So just something to think about. You know, you can do it in memory of some animals that you had. That's what my wife and I did. You could do it as a business. You can do it as a family. So
And one of my very favorite fundraisers that you have is the PALS Fund.
Yeah, the PALS Fund is great because the PALS Fund basically pays for half of the adoption fee for the seniors, which is 6 and over. And that's why we get those lower rates for those guys. And they're fantastic dogs and cats. I mean, we're talking about a 7-year-old dog. I mean, you could get 10 years more. I mean, they have a lot of living to do. They're not even middle-aged at 7, but we call them seniors, depending on the size of the dog, obviously. But we have some great senior dogs, and yeah, the PALS Fund is fantastic. And thank Chris Zulaga for doing that, named after her dog, PAL. And she started that fund a long time ago, and it really does make a huge difference in us finding loving forever homes for those guys because you know, they deserve a home just like everybody else does. So.
And these are animals that have been, perhaps their caretaker has passed away or had to move out of the area or whatever, but they're dogs that have been in families before, and they really need to be placed again.
Absolutely. Yep. I do want to quickly, our holiday schedule, we will be closed Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. And our veterinary hospital will be closed for Thanksgiving weekend, so they will be closed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're always closed on Saturday and Sunday. The hospital will also be closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and the reason for that is inventory and some other stuff we have to play catch-up for, and those are the days that we do it. So if you are planning on adopting for Christmas, allow up to 3 days before Christmas for the pet to be seen at the hospital before going home. So some of our animals aren't spayed and neutered yet. They have to be spayed and neutered after they're adopted just because of the flow of animals we have coming through. It's very difficult to do it. So some of them are and they're ready to go. Some of them may be a couple days before they can go home. So just for planning purposes. So just to kind of go over what's coming up, we got a lot of things coming up right now. Right now we've got our Stuff the Bus thing going on. So the Stuff the Bus event will be on December 5th at Carl's Jr. off of Cypress, again in partnership with Salvation Army and KRCR. And so if you bring in an unwrapped toy, you're going to get a discount on our adoptions, and that's part of our Home for the Holidays special. So it's going to be up to $35 off for that. And you can get all those pricings, again, on our Facebook page.
And webpage,
yes. North State Giving Tuesday is next Tuesday, December 3rd. So please go to northstategives.org. Pick out your favorite nonprofit out of one of the 176. If it's ours, that's fantastic. If it's not, thank you for giving local. I think it's fantastic that people do that, and I think it's so important that we continue to help each other out. And this is such a giving community. I mean, it's awesome. And I can tell you that none of the 176 nonprofits would say that we don't have a very giving community, because thanks to all of our amazing community members, that's how we stay in business and are able to do. For us, it's the animals. For somebody else, it's the people and, you know, everything in between.
All kinds of organizations are represented there. If you've got some extra money that you'd like to give back into your community, this is a great opportunity to Giving Tuesday.
Absolutely. So northstategives.org, you can actually donate today going all the way up to there. There's all kinds of prizes are going to be given and everything. And, again, thanks to Shasta Regional Community Foundation and Carrie and her team for everything they do. And it's not just for Giving Tuesday. They do things throughout the year, and you cannot talk about better community members and people who are more dedicated to making sure that we take care of our neighbors. They do a fantastic job. It's going to be cold today.
It is.
Sue was saying they're looking now at 4 inches of snow tonight. Yippee.
3 feet of snow in Dozen Bear.
Yep. Yeah, so we're going to get some white stuff. So please, again, have some shelter for your pets. Make sure they have access to some shelter to get in and out of this this weather, because it's going to be cold for them. And then when they are inside for the holidays, don't be feeding them table scraps, because it's too rich for them and it'll make them sick. And that's the last thing you want to do is on Thanksgiving be a trip to the vet hospital to try and get them taken care of, because you want to be spending time with family. And they're a part of the family, so let's make sure that we're taking care of them like we do.
And be sure that you do watch out for that, because as you indicate, you may not be feeding your animal table scraps.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, kids and family members like to think that's a great treat for the little doggy. And so watch Grandpa that he's not feeding under the table.
It's that crazy uncle.
Yeah.
It's always that crazy uncle. Right?
It is. And watch the plants that are around.
He is.
The crazy uncle.
Yeah.
We had a crazy aunt, actually. It was.
that there's a recreational vehicle, Clark. To quote a great Christmas movie. So, you know, on behalf of everybody at Haven, thank you for all the support. KCNR has been huge in their partnership with us, and, you know, they're a valuable part of our team. But, you know, I want to thank this entire community. Holidays can be a tough time, and, you know, we have a lot of animals that are really looking for homes, but we can't do what we do without the community supporting us. And I want to wish everybody in the community a happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays all the way through. And thank you for your continued support, because without you, we couldn't do what we do.
If someone wanted to make a donation, how would they do that?
They can do it on our Facebook page, just a straight donation, not through Giving Tuesday. Sure, they can do it through our Facebook page. They can also do it on our website. We have a donation button that they can click, and they can make donations through that. There's all kinds of different options for donations as well.
Someone just sent that to me, so I want to make sure we got it out there.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
yes.
Trish, too.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, it's important that this time of year – if you have things that you'd like to give, all of our people have a lot of, some of our families have a lot. If you feel like that you have some, just like to give back to your community, think about one of those favorite organizations that you've got, that you see out in the community. Whether it's one of the ones that are listed in the North State Giving, one of those 176 nonprofits. If there's nonprofits throughout places that are doing things that you appreciate, it's a real good time of year to just drop by and give them a little donation. Makes a huge difference in people's lives. And whether it's, as I indicate, one of these 176 nonprofits that are listed here, all kinds of nonprofits, anybody that's doing things in your community that you appreciate, make a donation to them this time of year as a Christmas gift. Make that in memory of somebody or in lieu of all of our kids get a lot of gifts. You can give, teach your children a little something about giving by giving a donation in their name to one of these organizations or adopting a pet in their name. It's always something to teach them a little something along the way. Maybe take your kids and take them with you to make that donation and teach them about giving back and being a part of their community. We all get so much more out of the volunteer work that we do than we actually give. If you're not volunteering in your community, you're really missing out on something. And there's so many ways to do that, specifically this time of year with the animals or the kids or the seniors or the vets. Give back to your community. It's an important thing to do. I want to thank everybody for joining us this morning. This has been KCNR 96.5 FM. It's Tuesday, not Thursday. Won't see you this Thursday, but happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week. And thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
Hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.